Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew, the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. If you'd like to follow along, you'll find it in Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11, in your pew Bible on page 21 of the New Testament. So hear this story. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them.'" And he sent them immediately. This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble, and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowd were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Before we bring our choir up, they'll stand from the choir loft. A thought for you. This is the week that we know now as Holy Week. But for Jesus and the original apostles, this was a crazy week, a juxtaposition. This was a complete turning of how things were meant to be. The Jews had looked for thousands of years for God to send the promised one, the Messiah. And they expected that Messiah to come on a white horse with armor and an army flowing out behind him as he rode triumphantly into the city to take over in violent revolution. But as we all well know, that is not the way of Jesus Christ. Jesus fulfilled prophecy in nearly everything he did throughout his life, and in this act it was no different. He came on a donkey. He came with the peasant crowd, the people of the city. He came with a ragtag bunch of apostles who were fishermen and tax collectors. He, Jesus, ate with sinners and prostitutes. He talked regularly with women. And he was a leader of the people. And this was the way that he rode in triumphantly to the city awaiting him. The same people who cried, "Hosanna to the King of Hosts, Hosanna to the highest heavens," would within the week ring out in the city with calls of, "Crucify him." The same people, confused and led in that feverish crowd mentality, would call for Jesus' brutal crucifixion. And that is the week that Jesus is calling us to walk with him starting today. We have the candle from the Advent candle, that is the Christ candle. We think back about a few months ago when Christ was born. Today, Christ returns and is offered praise as he enters Jerusalem. But soon we will come to the event for which Christ was born, and that is his death and crucifixion on a cross. Today, we will anticipate the glory of the resurrection on Easter Sunday. But there can be no Easter without Good Friday. There can be no Good Friday without Palm Sunday. And so today, knowing full well what's ahead, we celebrate the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem in song, in scripture, and in wonderful fellowship.